Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio, brought to you by our good friends at Walsh College and Comerica Bank. Now, if you've got a question for our show, please give us a call at 1-800-859-0957. Before the break, we were talking with Pete Spender, Low Campbell Ewald, and we're really excited talking about branding and the importance of branding.
Indeed. Well, Pete, before we went to the break, we mentioned that we wanted to get some tips for people out there. You certainly demonstrated the power of the Chiquita brand, for example, to what that did for banana sales for that particular company that held that brand, but also probably the banana market at large. I'll bet banana sales went up entirely. But we've talked about that. We've set the stage. We know how important having a great brand is. Tell us, if I'm a company out there thinking of getting started today, give me some steps that I should take, some critical things I should cover in thinking through how to come up with a brand that properly covers my product or service or my company as I go to market.
Sure. So, I guess there are three things to think about, at least for starters. So first is, most company, particularly startup, you've got a business plan in place, right? So you've assessed your market, you kind of understand kind of where you fit. So look at that business plan again. Think about what is the target audience, the marketplace that you're trying to go after. Who are those people? What's important to them in their day-to-day lives? Is they're running their business, but also, some of the things that they're dealing with maybe outside of the exact requirements of your brand or product or service. Really get to know those people. What's important to them? What are they looking for? And then kind of compare that to what do you want your company to really stand for? What do you want to be known for in the marketplace? What's true about you as an organization? And then you find sort of like what's common between those two things, and that can really result in sort of just a real simple statement of for your brand. It's just, you write a sentence for it, for yourself. So you've got it down on paper. It's really important to document these things and sort of say, our brand X is the whatever, product, company, service that does or will be known for, X. And take the time to kind of really think about those things and spell that out. The second thing I'd suggest then is, really think about how is that going to come to life? How do your employees understand and internalize that idea? How do they bring it to life when they're interacting with your customers? How does it come to life in the actions you take as an organization, the way you treat your customers and the things that you do when you're interacting or communicating with any of your customers? And then the third thing I'd say is it's really important to be consistent and to really stick with it. These things take time, and right, you're going to learn along the way what works, what doesn't. But if you're not consistent, no one will ever really be able to remember what it is that you want to stand for in the marketplace.
Right. Frequency and consistency of messaging, always making sure the brand and the brand attributes through everything you do is expressed and expressed consistently. It's really important. Well, Pete, I can't thank you enough. It's great. Wow, what a privilege to have an expert like you, Director of Business Development at the incredibly powerful firm Low Campbell Ewald, one of the highly recognized advertising agencies, advertising marketing.
So iconic brand itself.
Yeah, it is an iconic brand. That's absolutely true. By the way, I want to ask you, Pete, speaking of Low Campbell Ewald, do you guys call yourself an advertising agency anymore? Or are you now what?
Great question. I think we would consider ourselves more of a marketing communication
agency.
Advertising is sort of just one part of all the many things that we have to be smart about these days.
Absolutely. Well, Pete, can't thank you enough. As I said, we're privileged to have you on the show. We've got 20-plus years behind such brands as Chiquita, Motrin, Pennzoil, Quaker State, U.S. Cellular, and on it goes. I think we can safely say that we brought an expert to the table today.
No question about it. Thank
branding.
You, Pete.
My pleasure.
Really
a privilege. My pleasure.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Moving right on, Dan.
So next, let me take going from big business now really working a little notch smaller for smaller iconic businesses. We've got Jesse Green and Nick Keebaugh, the owners of Mammoth Reach Design Studios. And talk about a couple of cool guys that are really responsible for designing websites and other branding tools for small businesses and
all
helping
the
them launch.
Logos and so on.
The whole thing. And what I love is I love one of their quotes, which is, if taking control of your brand is cool, consider us Miles Davis.
Well,
I love that.
And I think that's great. Great. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
And, Dan mentioned, this is in the classic practice what you preach kind of thing. I'm actually going to take another minute to further introduce you guys to set it up for you guys we captured the way you guys describe yourselves. So in terms of branding yourselves and differentiating yourselves, obviously in a highly competitive market, Mammoth Reach is a collection of Detroit artists that live to rid the world of bad fonts. Is it Fugly?
Fugly.
Fugly? Is that what? But I love that. Fugly? Fugly. Is that right?
Sure.
Fugly.
Friggin' ugly.
We'll have to talk about that in a second. Fugly websites, ridiculous pictures, and Internet Explorer. I mean, I get that. I get that. I get where you guys are coming from. I get how you're going to stand out from the crowd. I like a bit of the irreverence, and we like to do things a bit differently. You say we have a passion for business and the entrepreneurial spirit. These are the brand attributes that you guys are holding out that make you unique and distinct.
And certainly it makes you, as a potential client, it makes you feel like, okay, I want to work with these guys because these are some guys who are going to set me apart.
Absolutely.
I don't want to just work with anybody who's going to make me another run-of-the-mill company.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So is that what you guys are going for?
Yeah. I mean, I think we tried to infuse a lot of just who we are as people into our brand, especially. We're both super sarcastic and don't take ourselves too seriously. So we want that to come across. We want to be true to ourselves, and I think people value that. So that's our whole core, is to take these brands and make them be who they are, no matter what size they are.
Well, Jesse, that's fantastic. And how did you guys get your start?
Yeah, we started actually about 3.5 years ago. My background's actually in photography and marketing. Started as a professional photographer at about 16, and had my own business and worked for a real estate startup called Marketplace Homes in their marketing department. And then Nick's background is in design and web design and development. And we came together and thought, how can we pair this together to make something that matters? And we wanted to be able to take brands at every stage of what they're doing. Because we have such varying backgrounds, we're able to do that without being a jack of all trades. We're really bringing to the table what we have, and that's something we're really excited about.
All right, well, a great story. You guys are off to a great start. When we come back after the break, we're going to now ask you, a client comes to you guys. They've either got a brand, or maybe they need... Do you guys help actually come up with branding?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so they either come to you with a brand, or they're coming to you and saying, we
all
need
stages.
Help branding, all stages. And we want to learn about some of the things that you guys really focus on to make sure that the branding part of the execution is done supremely and to the best of the ability within the budgets people have to spend. And really, certainly it takes money. More than that, it takes smarts and creativity. Yep. I have a feeling you guys have a heavy dose of that to offer. I have no doubt about that. So we're going to hear from you guys right after the break about how we can now, again, moving along to this path of getting a great brand of your own for people out there who are starting or growing a business. We're going to get some tips from you guys on just how to do that. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.